This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To your calls, or go to your calls for a moment. Matt Bracken's taking over about 15 minutes. I appreciate everybody calling in. Let's go ahead and take a call here from Jerome in New York. Jerome, thanks for holding it on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex. Hey, I want to fill all these folks in about these lawyers. First of all, let me set a benchmark real quick. Most all of those congressmen down there in Washington are all lawyers. They go in there with a pair of socks that don't match and leave them as millionaires. Now let's talk about the ones up here in New York City. Do you think that President Trump was looking for some powder puff to take care of business up here in New York, dealing with the city, the layers and layers of bureaucracies they have to deal with in construction, the unions to deal with? That guy is just, when he talks, all he's doing is exposing exactly what goes on. That's all he's doing. That's business as usual. That's nothing surprising at all. I mean, I don't know what.
Well, you can hear it in the tapes of Trump where Cohen walks in and is trying to set him up. We're going to have to do some payoffs. Trump goes, no, we're not. And then that's the proof of Trump doing it. Cohen, absolutely, Trump knows in New York, wherever, he's not corrupt, but you got to hire the lawyers who run the system as the gatekeepers and pay their toll, or you don't get jack crap taken care of.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that New York, the construction business, well, that's brutal anywhere you go, but especially in New York, you're dealing with a lot of people up here. I mean, layers and layers of bureaucracies, for one thing. The city, oh, Lord, going through the permitting business, getting the inspections, you know, of course, that, you know, there's zoning problems here. President Trump is no fool whatsoever. He knows.
Well, sure, but I mean, the best they've got is Michael Cohen gave money to some internet group to promote pro-Trump polls. I mean, this is what they, but they like it because, oh, maybe we can get Drudge with it.
Yeah, but, Michael Cohen, like I said, you know, he's one of them. You know, how can you believe the guy? He got busted for lying to Congress.
Yeah, he would sell his mother out for a stick of bubble gum. Jerome, great points. God bless you. All right, let's take another one on Cohen. Nick in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing? We spoke last week a little bit about geoengineering when I got cut off. I was never able to call back in, so we can talk about that after. But the Cohen thing, it seems like almost to me, I don't know if it's overthinking it or not, but almost seems like this guy could be like another one of the bad moles put in place to make some mistakes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Cohen for years has been trying to get dirt on Trump to exploit new things. Exactly.
But expanding off that, I think with the Roku thing and you, all they can do at this point is keep you off the air. I think they realize that if your message is able to get out there and actually make the airwaves, that you'll actually start getting on mainstream coverage, Alex. And with the Roku, that's just as quick as they can get you off before any of your real message gets out there. And then, as another caller said, all these scripted media outlets just have the scripted headline ready to put it out against you, all in line with each other within an hour,
No, you're absolutely right. And because they have to silence me so they can then put out the straw man that I'm not. And it's just dastardly what they're doing, but these are bad people. And, again, we were on Roku 7 years. Had a lot of viewers on there. It was an old app, never even thought to make a new one or a new platform. And then some fans made one, and all hell broke loose because it shot up to the front page because the algorithm showed it was popular. And so, again, that's why we're off the air. Not because we're lying, not because we're fake news, but because we'll talk about what's really running the show. Thank you for the call, Nick. All right, when we come back, Lindsay in New York on vaccines, Dave in Nevada on Cohen the Rat, Vox from New York on Globalist, Slavic from Kansas on the SPLC, Rebecca in Massachusetts, and so much more. Dean as well. Stay with us, and Matt Bracken takes over. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Next year's news today. Stay with us. Whatever you do, spread the word. You are the power that can override the globalists.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. Share all the love and laughter
that a lifetime, can allow. Think about something wholesome like George Strait versus the pedophile press. Let's pull a little bit more of this.
Give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come.
And I want the viewers and listeners to know that I cross my heart and I pledge to you to do all I've got to do to try to stand up for what's right and to move into the future. And not because any of us are hero, because we're doing it because it's the right thing to do. We don't have a choice. All right. We're going to go back to your phone calls right now. Lindsay in New York on vaccines. You're on the air. Thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm thank you. I just wanted to let you know that we keep you in our prayers and we absolutely love the product.
Thank you, ma'am. We couldn't do it without you.
Honestly, Super Silver has been amazing for poison ivy. Like, we have a ton of poison ivy around our area, and I'm into, like, homesteading and cultivating, like, I forage for medicinal herbs and stuff like that. And sometimes I get tangled up into some poison ivy, and I'm wicked allergic. And that Super Silver has been, like, amazing. It just immediately stops the itch. And
sure. Well, there's a Super Silver Immune Gargle in three different sizes you can spray on things. That's one type. And we've also got the Silver Wound Gel that's, like, FDA approved for stores. And we private labeled the top company in the nation. That's super amazing. And then there's the Colloidal Silver. But are you talking about the Immune Gargle, which is also a topical?
No, I've been using the wound gel.
Yes, the wound gel is so unbelievable that, I mean, people have to experience it for themselves.
Yeah, yeah, it's really awesome. But the reason why I wanted to call is because our family actually just went through the process of getting religious exemption so our kids can go to school, but also keep with our beliefs of not wanting to get vaccinated. And, like, honestly, like, I was super scared about doing it because, you know, like, living in New York, it's one of the most difficult states to, like, get religious exemption. And it actually really wasn't that bad at all. The school was, they didn't, like, look at me, like meanly or, you know what I mean? It was just really an easy process, actually. So I just wanted to call in and encourage other people that if you're thinking about it, like, you just take that step, try it.
And, you know, it's a good step to do as a basic, but we should push back and say the illegal aliens, you bring them in with no vetting and you put their kids in our schools. And I'm not even mad at the little kids. They should be tested so that they can be taken care of. They're going to be here. Might as well do that. But they don't even do that. So TB spreading, all this real stuff spreading. And then they go, oh, fill out this form for the health department. Send it in so we have a record of who you are for religious exemption or other exemptions. California's gotten rid of the exemptions. And so they're trying to say it's mandatory. It's all total fraud. You know, and I say, hey, how about you take the shot? And again, it's social control. They are adding things to the vaccines. I wish they had clean vaccines. I wish they had admitted even clean vaccines can cause an autoimmune response. But they are spiking them 100%. It's compartmentalized. The average doctor doesn't know. It's a fact. The inserts say it can kill you. So I would take the next step. You've done a great job, Lindsay. I go to the PTA.
Is the main place that I got all my information about why I don't want to vaccinate. It's because you look at all the different side effects from the vaccinations. It's crazy, you know. I mean, it's our own immune system that creates the immunities. It's not the vaccination. That just introduced the pathogens to, you know what I mean? So, like, if you just get into, like, healthy living and herbals and stuff like that, you can build your immunities yourself.
Well, I want to knock on wood. I get allergies, which means my immune system's cranked up battling. But, I mean, I want to knock on wood here. I get a fever maybe every 3 years. I mean, I just don't get sick now, other than allergies. And that's my body swinging for the fences. I mean, it knows it's under attack, the GMO, all of it. And so, you know, I mean, I got a hyperimmune system turned up. And when it gives up, you get cancer, folks. God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate your call. The next step, Lindsay, is getting your facts together, reading the inserts from the vaccines. You can get it at Walgreens, anywhere. Say, I want the inserts. By law, they got to give them to you. Not their fact sheet. That's bull. It's like George Soros' free speech ban groups called Free Press. Their fact sheet's the BS sheet. You want the insert that comes in a little white box that the ampule, bottle of vaccine's in. And you want that. You just go read front and back that at city council. All the ways it kills you, all the ways it can give you cancer, all the ways it can cause autoimmune disorder, all the ways it can cause Guillain-Barré, that's getting paralyzed till you die. And then just sit there and say, now parents know that. And I'm telling you, I guarantee you go do that at a city council or PTA, this word of mouth, you'll save two babies from being brain damaged or dead. So again, folks, you want to take action. This is the way to do it. We can show you everything. And almost all vaccines, by the way, have cancer viruses in them. Oh, and they don't just accidentally have one run-of-the-mill one. They seem to always have super rare, super deadly ones that come from immortal gene lines. You're like, wait, a virus is RNA, that's DNA. They are, I'm not a microbiologist, I just read the reports. They somehow in these microplasms encase the viruses in an immortal seed line, immortal cell line. You understand an immortal cell? First time they found it was in the 50s, it was a black lady. Cancer killed her in 2 weeks. It was a black, forget her name. Pull up immortal cell line. Black lady, she died in 2 weeks from cancer. And they put cancer in a petri dish, and guess what happened? It didn't need anything. It's just, it's a zombie. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. Yeah, Henrietta Lacks, 1951, was an African-American woman whose cancer cells are the source of the HeLa cell line, the first immortalized cell line and one of the most important cell lines in medical research. Because one thing kills it, and that's fire. You've seen these space alien movies where they get something on the ship nothing can kill? That's it. So you go ahead and roll your sleeve up. Because they're going to give you something that's going to make you feel real good. But they learn with the mutagenic properties of these to test them in primates and other mammals to where they trigger later. And they normally do it where the hormones dip at around 65 when you go on retirement. And then those immortal cell lines are waiting. And inside the cell, they're carrying a weaponized cancer virus. So see, it's a delivery system, not so much a binary weapon. And then
They suck all your savings out with all the chemo and everything. It's so liberal. The only thing better for the globalist is kidnapping children or funding radical Islamists to sex trade and kidnap women and children. Remember, when you think about the globalists, they are the worst people on earth who seek power and who are in control. I swore to take your calls. I'm not trying to do this once a week when I go over and run the Matt Brackets. I took over from Roger Stone the other day and a bunch of other people. And everybody understands who hosts the fourth hour that sometimes I'm going to go crazy and go over. And Matt is an awesome guy. But I'm not going to pontificate. I am 100% going to come back and go right to your phone calls like a laser beam. There he is. There's Matt Bracken right there, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. And we'll get his take on, clearly, the winds churning. And now turning against Trump. And everybody who thinks they're smart is putting their finger in the wind and deciding to back away. But are people backing away because Trump is faltering? You know, I don't want to blame people before I know the full story. But I just think people getting death threatened and stuff. I think people say, you know, I've been in this fight a long time, but I'm not going to lose everything for this fight. But you see, that's the trick. You lose everything by not fighting.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Matt Bracken's coming up. I'm going to jam it a bunch of calls, but stuff's getting good. I think I'm going to stay around. I'm always here anyways. And do the war room some with Owen coming up because I got more say. You know, Pelosi said, oh, we won't invite you for the State of the Union to Congress. Trump's like, great, you're not getting military transport, which under the executive is most of the planes that Congress is using. So, by the way, she's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, billions. She swindled out and paid her husband and stuff. So it's really hilarious that Pelosi can still take a trip the government will pay for, on commercial. But she has to fly commercial, so because she flies around on a jet as big as Air Force One. Unbelievable. So that is hilarious. That is absolutely, totally hilarious. But this has reached civil war levels in the government. And I'm glad Trump's standing up. Okay, who's up? Let's move quick here. Let's go ahead and talk to Rebecca in Massachusetts. Rebecca, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good talking to you. Thanks for calling.
Of course. I just wanted to talk to you because it's been placed on my heart. I've been a long-time listener. I've been listening since I was like 12. As you've mentioned before, everything boils down to a spiritual root and a spiritual cause. And therefore, for that, I just want to encourage you in knowing that God is for you and not against you, that he's placed you here for such a time as this. But he also, I believe, would like to encourage you to even teach your viewers how to pray. Because behind every demonic force, for example, with this whole thing with abortion, this whole thing of pedophilia, behind it is actually that ancient spirit of Baal. And it is a real spirit. And therefore, the church needs to learn how to pray against it.
No, I totally agree. And that's not the false church people get turned off by. But really, this is good and evil, the spirit of liberty and life versus the spirit of basically vampiric wickedness. And I always have a guilt that I'm not doing enough or fighting hard enough. I'm always angry at myself for not doing enough. And I've never had an experience like the last 48 hours where it's next level Holy Spirit, where it's not, it's like, you're doing good. I know you're trying as hard as you can. In fact, here's some knowledge. And it's so hardcore and so huge. I'm not just saying this. I'm experiencing stuff that I'm not ready to talk about yet on air, but a lot of the people are right now because we prayed for Christ, to come back into the world, God's spirit, at times like this. And people are praying and it's happening. And, I mean, I have just been having eureka moments of deep understanding and just God comforting that, hey, it's okay. But it's back when I could run before I had a torn Achilles and was in better shape. 2 or 3, 4 miles in, you feel like hell, but all of a sudden, boom, it hits. And I can go 6, 7, 8, 9 miles. I've never a super long distance, but I've run 8 miles before. Usually I run 6 miles is when the second wind would end. But it's like I've hit this second wind, and it's so thanks for all your prayers. I know a big part of it is the listeners praying for me, and I'm not perfect, but I'm trying hard. So thank you for the prayer. Thank you so much.
May I just leave you with something maybe to leave with the viewers?
Sure.
If it's possible. If you look up Wynn Worley, he has this whole segment on destroying the roots of Babylon. And in that, it showed how the church prayed for Reagan and how the demonic enemy was trying to keep him out. But it was the prayers and how God directed them in specific prayers against the Federal Reserve, against the IRS, against all of these things. He has a book called Warfare Prayers with Wynn Worley. And I believe that if you could just even post it on your site, people that will feel led will pray. And I feel like it will also really, really bless your station as well.
Well, God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Thank you, Rebecca. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Slavic in Kansas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, first of all, I've been listening to you for many years. I'm from Ukraine, and I came to America about 17 years ago, but you were the first one to really wake me up to the New World Order, and I actually applied to the CIA and was about to be hired, but then I learned about everything that was behind, and you know, and you really woke me up to it, so I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
And all your Brain Force product, I got to tell you, that is the best thing that I've ever taken, because it really has helped me at work, so... It's pretty awesome product, so keep it going.
Well, all we did was see what the top products were, make them stronger, and then lower the price. So thank you, but that's our formula.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I want to make a comment on SPLC a little bit. So, you know, I was kind of doing some thinking, and, you know, SPLC is literally the legal arm of Antifa, you know, and Antifa is the arm of the globalist fascist Hydra, you know, like from the Captain America movies. So it's just like the public arm of the CIA. And, you know, because the CIA, no one's going to listen to the CIA. So the CIA has to use, you know, SPLC and other groups to break up the family and make whites look evil. So.
Well, that's what they're doing, is they're creating racial division in America. So we're a divided nation in full. They are globalist. They are a poison introduced into the people. And again, I'm not lionizing the average minority. Most, quote, minorities who are the majority in most areas, they're good people. But this is just pumped in. And even if you're not a racist, doesn't matter. If you're black or you're white, you get uncomfortable around people you don't know if they're another color because you've been told to be uncomfortable. And that's just evil.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's just totally evil. And you're probably familiar with the OKC bombing, but, you know, SPLC basically labeled every constitutional state militia group as evil when they were trying to expose the whole OKC bombing. I don't know if you remember
that. Oh, I do remember. The SPLC was running Elohim City that McVeigh was out of. So SPLC, from my research, was quarterbacking the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just going off on the whole traitors within the Trump government, you know, there's this book I think you should check out by Brad Metzer. It's called The First Conspiracy, you know, The Plot to Kill George Washington. And I'm sure you're more familiar with George Washington's life, but he actually had people within his ranks, within his, like, his Secret Service that tried to assassinate him in 1776. And it's the same thing that's happening to Trump today, you know.
I know. You don't get taught that in history, but, like, a lot of the pistols misfired, same thing happened over and over again. With people like Jackson.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and before I go, I wanted to give you a T-shirt idea. I don't know if it's something you could think about, but you know how Alexandria Cortez, she looks like in the Alien movie, you know, with a big mouth and big teeth coming out? You know, you should put AOC and then the alien, you know, picture side by side with her big mouth open.
No, I agree. And she didn't look like that a few years ago. I mean, she looks exactly like a meth head. And I predict she's going to end up really embarrassing them. I predict she has a collapse, a total breakdown within 1 year. I mean, she is in my research opinion, I think she's a Molly addict or a methamphetamine addict. I mean, she looks like a crack whore.
Yeah, she does have a meth mouth, so you definitely are right on that.
No, I mean, she looks like, you know, crack whores you see in Dallas or Florida, Miami, wherever. I've seen, you know, crack whores. All she needs is, like, a long shirt, kind of, and the short shorts, walking around in parking lots, and all that. And that's it. I feel very sorry for her. She's a crack whore, probably.
Absolutely. And, yeah, and Alex, you know, I want to encourage your other viewers or anyone tuning in that, you know, thinks you're a crackpot or something, because I talked to a high-level colonel. I'm not going to mention his name, but he was a flag officer in the U.S. Army. He basically confirmed everything you've ever said about, you know, 9/11 being an inside job. He told me that, you know, every staff flag officer knows an inside job, but they're all afraid to come out because they're afraid to lose their families. You know, or they're
well, that's it. And then the system soon will have nothing but robots flying the plane. So it'll be the end of the age of men, which the women are being taught is a great thing. No, it's the end of humanity. It doesn't mean radical Islam isn't real. It means the globalists are working with it. They're doing it like they've opened up Europe, like they're doing it all. And Trump's trying to end the destabilization of Europe. He's trying to bring forth something that is actually pragmatic and works. Okay. I'm not going to walk over Matt Bracken anymore, even though he's agreed to it. Let me take over when he goes. I'm sorry to Vox and Dave and White Knight and Dean. Call me back tomorrow. I'll go right to you first. Coming up in just a few minutes, Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, anti-terrorism expert, and more, to break down all the huge developments. Whatever you do, spread those links. Newswars.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
No, it's not Alex Jones, it's Matt Bracken, but I think Alex is still around, so we can kick the ball back and forth a little bit. We will take some calls in a bit at 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. And first we want to continue talking about this social media deplatforming. It's beyond obvious now. I wish I could say that I was surprised by this flap over the over Roku, the Roku app, but it's really just part of the seamless effort of the powers that be to deplatform dissidents. You know, in China, they just have the government do it, and they call it the social credit system. And I think it's in a way more effective here because we have the deplatforming done under the veneer of private corporations. You know, so you can say, well, I mean, Twitter, Facebook, they've kicked you off, but they're just private organizations. But if the effect is that you have basically gotten your microphone cut off, what's the difference? You know, I'm currently on my 7th 30-day Facebook ban in less than a year and a half. So if you do the math, they'll let me stay on for about a month, then they'll kick me off for a month. And what I'm concluding from that, it's kind of like I think they're trying to send me the message that they just don't want me around, but they can't point to anything and say, you know, here's a violation of terms of service. So they're just making it such a hassle that you'll just give up and quit. And I might. I sort of look at it like a beaten wife looking at a bad marriage. You know, you keep saying, well, I mean, he's really great sometimes. You know, he takes me out to wonderful dinners. It's just that then he'll slap me around and beat me when I get home. Then sooner or later, the wife has to say, I've just got to leave. Even though the guy's rich, he's got a fancy house and fancy cars, it's an abusive relationship. So I don't know if I'll be back on Facebook at all. You know, last fall, a couple months ago, I was permabanned from Twitter. I'd never been suspended, nothing. I was permabanned over a burqa meme that didn't even name a religion. And, you know, when trying to send in the appeals, all you get back is a form response, you know, just a robo response that says that their terms of service say that you can't post anything that's hateful towards any religious groups. Well, as we've seen with Twitter bowing down to Islam, Pakistani Sharia judges can demand that they kick people off of Twitter, at least in Pakistan, but this seems to be extending globally. So essentially, what Sharia blasphemy laws mean is anything that offends any Muslims. And Twitter is fine with that. So the last place that you can find me if you actually want to see what I'm posting, and what I post is what I'm reading, what I'm studying. So if you want to know what I'm looking at, you can find me still on freezoxy.com. That's about it. And, you know, so the spotlight grows smaller and smaller until I guess eventually it blinks out. But that's just the way it is. And my overall point here is it's up to you, the individual viewer, internet user, to keep searching for the truth. It may take a few more clicks. You may have to do some more searching. You know, the mass brainwashing, there's no doubt the mass brainwashing works. That's the overall effect that's going on. I'm sure we've all watched the Gillette ad about 20 times by now, or maybe you can't stand to watch it. I can't either, but I've seen clips of it while watching the YouTube videos about it by a lot of smart people like Paul Joseph Watson. And there's no doubt that there's a social push, a real societal attack going on to tear down the pillars of Western civilization. And one of the most important pillars of that civilization is, let's face it, strong European Christian Christian heterosexual males. Why heterosexual? Because the family is the building block of any successful, long-lasting society. If you want to wreck a society, wreck the family. So that's how it's being done at the individual level. You know, Hollywood and Madison Avenue, they push out the themes that white men, Christian white heterosexual men, are the evil ones. They're the target. And what this does is it signals to the population at large that white Christian heterosexual men are fair game. If you created an ad campaign or any kind of posters, anything, attacking any other group just for being a member of the group, you know, women, gays, an ethnic minority, It would never fly. You'd be off the air in seconds. Yet white Christian heterosexual men, you can make fun of them. They're buffoons. They're idiots. They're cucks. You know, you need a strong minority man to come in and save the women, like on Bird Box. You know, that it's just so pervasive. It's really disgusting. So what we have to do is just be strong and keep looking for the truth everywhere that we can. So that the powers that be, I don't know what you want to call it, if it's a conspiracy, if it, you know, these people don't meet in the same room, I don't think, but they all think like a Borg. The collective mind hive that you find in New York and in Hollywood, that collective mind hive is totally pushing out the same message. And it's attacking at the individual level to demoralize boys, to convince them that it's no use even looking for a woman, no use, you'll never have a family, you'll never be able to support and raise a family. And at the same time, at the national level, we're watching this push for open borders to just flood the country, you know, with third world people that don't speak English, don't share our values, don't know or care what the Constitution is. And I came up with a little equation. It's kind of funny. I call it the Dunning-Kruger effect plus Cloward-Piven. That's the Democrat plan. That's the Democrat strategy. So if you assist the lower, you know, the morons of your society in every way to have more children, basically pay them to have children, ensure that they get the vote. If they don't get out to vote, you'll vote harvest for them. You'll go door to door, you know, with goons convincing them to sign a piece of paper so that the Democrats will count their vote. You know, you put that together with the Cloward-Piven strategy, which is, you know, just overwhelm the welfare system until it collapses and only a national solution is left. That's what we've got. And if you're a Christian of European heritage in this country, it should by now feel a lot like you're a Jew in Germany in, say, the late 1920s. You know, what's going to be coming is an ugly period in our history. And I thank God every day for the wisdom of our founding fathers who gave us the Bill of Rights, including the First Amendment, so that they can't, at least, you know, if I can find a channel to talk, they can't just come into the room and say, you're not allowed to say that. Now, they can kick me off Twitter. They can kick me off Facebook. But I'll still find a way. We'll still find a way to get the message out. You know, we're never going to quit. We're going to keep pushing. And eventually, if they do come after us, because all of this messaging, it's clearly the battle space preparation for a genocide to come. They're conditioning people to accept that old, evil, white, heterosexual men need to be, you know, thrown out, gotten out of power one way or the other. And we've said it before and we'll say it again. The Second Amendment backs up the First Amendment. So they would be glad to throw us on the boxcars and take us to gulags. They've just got one problem left. They have to figure out how to defang and declaw us first. And believe me, they would send us to gulags if they could. And, you know, Trump is not going to be around forever. And eventually it's going to be President Kamala Harris or Alexandria Ocasio. And then we'll see what happens next. Okay, we'll be back right after the break.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I'm back until the end of the hour, and we're going to take some calls in a minute at 877-789-2539 or 789-ALEX. Alex mentioned at the end of the last hour, you know, is Trump seem to be faltering? I think that this feud with Nancy Pelosi, it's kind of funny not giving her the military airlift. But, you know, with the State of the Union looming on the horizon, I would wish that he was focused like a laser beam on that address, because that could really be a deal changer, a real paradigm shifter. There's not going to be another opportunity like the State of the Union address to really make the case, for example, for the border wall. I mean, how many people realize that the border wall funding equals 0.1% of the budget? You know, the Pentagon can lose or not account for $100 billion. Nobody cares. We've spent I don't know how many trillions in Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq over the last 20 years, and the Democrats won't give $5 billion toward a border wall. And what this does, it absolutely proves that the top most important Democrat priority is to keep the borders open so that they can keep the great replacement going. And this is something that working class Americans, you know, apolitical people, people that maybe have given up on the political process, they get it when they see people flooding into the country. You know, we don't see it much on a day-by-day basis, but it's happening. And I was very heartened to see President Trump just spoke to and spoke about a man named Chilton, who is a rancher in Arizona. He owns a pretty huge ranch. And this guy, Jim Chilton, has been funding these border cameras, you know, the hidden cameras that show guys like columns of troops. They're wearing camouflage. They have matching hats. They're wearing camouflage backpacks, presumably full of drugs, but who knows what's in them? No women, no children. They're just streaming through the border. They have hours and hours of this video footage. And supposedly Trump has seen this video footage now. You can see it, too. Go to this website. It's a very good website. It's called SecureBorderIntel.org. And, you know, there are people, private citizens, who have been putting out their own trail cameras along the border and catching it. The Border Patrol can't be everywhere. That's why we need a barrier. When there's nothing but, like, you know, a three-strand broken-down cattle fence along the border, then the few Border Patrol on duty have to defend in depth back 50, 100 miles. If there's an actual wall, an actual border barrier, then they can just watch the wall and nobody's going to get over. If they see anybody jumping over the wall, they can pounce on them. But as it is, it's a joke. We have no border. I wish at the State of the Union that President Trump would show some of that video that you just saw. I could, you know, you can go to Secure Border Intel. You can see hours and hours of that video of just hundreds and hundreds of men on a nightly basis bringing backpacks into the country. What's in it? I don't know what kind of drugs, anything. There's an old joke. How do you smuggle a suitcase nuke into America? You hide it in a pack full of drugs because it's going to get through. And this, there's never been a low-hanging curveball to hit out of the park like this issue of the border wall. So I hope that Trump is really geared up for an amazing State of the Union address. But if he can't do it, then at least he'll have served as a canary in the coal mine. If he's impeached, if he's forced out of office, if, God forbid, you know, some nutcase gets to him and he's taken out like other presidents have been before him, then we'll know that the deep state is just too strong, that we have a sham republic where these senior executive service deep state overlords are going to run it no matter who we elect to put in the White House. If Trump is taken out, at least we'll know that for a fact. You know, another point to be made about this border invasion, and not only is it for the Democrats, it's a beautiful scenario. They get the great replacement. Our families get drugs, you know, flooding into every small town, heroin, fentanyl. It's coming from Mexico. And the Democrats don't care because all they want is to replace natural-born Americans with third-worlders who will vote Democrat forever just to get on welfare, get the free medical, the free health care, the free education. So, you know, if Trump has the killer State of the Union address, and I mean, I expect him to be heckled. I expect him to be booed. There may be a Democrat walkout. That will not work for them. That will actually make Trump look better if they do that, because he'll look like the mature adult. He stayed in Washington during the entire, you know, Christmas vacation. He didn't bail out and go to a, you know, beach in Puerto Rico like the Democrats did. So another point about the masses, these caravans, when people are sent to the border, remember the timing and location of where these groups cross is set by the drug cartels. And what the cartels do is flood a zone with refugees, particularly, you know, the women and children, they know that that will draw all the Border Patrol, the ICE, the customs people away from the sector where they're going to push these patrols of men carrying the drugs in. The Democrats don't care. It would be so easy to illustrate how this works. You know, the people get pushed in here, all the Border Patrol are taken to that area because goodness knows taking care of a sick kid from Guatemala is priority number one. And if 100 guys carrying heroin are trooping in 10 miles east or west, they never see it. The private ranchers see it. They've got the video. We'll never see it on the mainstream media, but it's pathetic, and it's embarrassing that we have a traitor class that's embedded deeply into the government, primarily the senior executive service. That's the Peter Strzoks, all of those people. They're all SES. The media, like Anderson Cooper, Mockingbird Cooper, the CIA plant, these guys are completely on board with the deep state. The intelligence services have been corrupted, co-opted by the deep state, and the entire Democrat Party and probably half of the Republicans. I mean, it's an embarrassment, actually. All right, enough on that rant. Let's go to the calls now. It's 877-789-ALEX, 789-2539. And we have time for a quick call in here. How about MJ, right in the belly of the beast in Washington, D.C.? Go ahead, MJ.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
It's crazy. You watch the news, and it's almost like you're in a cult nowadays, is how I feel.
Yes.
You know, you were talking about the racism issue. People go to this, and it's, I forget what the term is in when you're talking about cults. It's a mind or thought-stopping tautology, essentially. People just immediately go to, oh, you're racist because you have an opinion that I don't like. And it has to do with where people come from, or it has to do issues that are tangentially related to race. So I'm just going to dismiss it off the cuff because of that.
They're NPCs. They're brainwashed NPCs.
Yes, 100%. 100%. And I think part of that might be, I would like to get your thoughts, discrimination versus prejudice, right? I mean, discrimination of all kinds has now been lumped into racism, and along with prejudice as this inherently evil thing, and discrimination is necessary. If you can't tell between things, then you're not using critical thought.
Yeah, with Martin Luther King Day coming up, how about we get back to the content of your character instead of the color of your skin? How about we get back to a meritocracy? That would be an amazing thought. But that's almost like a joke now. We're so far beyond that. Even the STEM field's been infected. Heather McDonald, she's been doing great work on this. And it used to be that, well, it was just the social studies, liberal arts that were infected. But now you can't even get into a master's or doctoral program in the hard sciences without proving that you're a good comrade, you know, without showing your history of social justice warriorship. It's a joke, and you can bet that the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, they're still hiring the smartest, best scientists that they can find. They're not affirmative actioning people into this. Remember that bridge in Miami that fell down? That was a female engineer who was totally unqualified.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're bringing